It's time for our weekly chat featuring arts and cultural activities with Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren of the Lexington Herald Leader. This week, they begin with a mention of a new Lexington area shopping destination. Rich tells us Harriet has already checked it out.
Harriet, what did you think of the summit at Fritz Farm?
Well, it's pretty impressive. There are some of the retailers open include Bonobos and Ariat and Vineyard Vines, and there was already a crowd there this morning, and looks like there's plenty of parking, though, for visitors. And I was saying earlier that it's kind of like a little town. You have streets and the stores located along the streets, and big sidewalks for the shoppers to walk on.
I remember when you wrote about it earlier that they were saying something about they're conscious that there's a real online retailing world and that what they feel like they have to provide is something to entice people to leave their couches and laptops and actually come out and shop.
Right. When I talked to Lindsay Bayer Shipp with the Bayer Properties, who owns that property, she had said they're going to plan special events every week, and everything from live music to tastings, food tastings. So they're going to try to make it an event for you to come out there. Of course, the summit is brand new, but we have a concert coming to town with some real history to it.
This connects to history of a number of kinds. Jay Unger and Molly Mason first kind of popped into our consciousness with the Ken Burns series, The Civil War, on PBS back in the early 90s, because Jay Unger wrote Ashokan Farewell, which is the theme music to the Civil War, a very haunting fiddle tune. And that kind of popped them into, you know, folk rock stardom, but they are coming to Lexington, and while they're here, they're going to embrace a little bit of Kentucky music history that's particularly important to Molly Mason. She was a big fan of Lily Mae Ledford and actually got to meet her once way back early in her career. And they're going to have Carrie Norris, who is one of Lily Mae's granddaughters, playing with her, with them for a couple of tunes on their Friday night concert at Faith Lutheran Church. So that will be really cool. Then over at the Lexington Art League, we have the opening of a new retrospective of a recently past artist, Robert Darsing.
And that's going to be for Fourth Friday. And that's when it's going to open, and there'll be live music and food and drink. And also in Best Bets, the Garden Affair over at the Healy Whitney is going on, where you have tours, and the Shell Grotto is open again. And all weekend long, also the three-day event out at the Horse Park is going on with riders and horses from around the world.
Spectacular jumping.
That's right. That's right. And they also have vendors there. And you can walk around the grounds and shop as well as see the competition.
So we're back to shopping again.
That's right.
Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren cover arts and culture for the Lexington Herald Leader and LexGo.com. You can find many listings of arts and cultural activities at the events calendar link at weku.fm.